From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Some South Carolinians along the coast are bracing for the floodwaters that contributed to the deluge upstream in the capital, Columbia, the last couple of days. The death toll so far stands at 14 in that state, with an additional 2 deaths reported out of North Carolina. Many Columbia residents are taking advantage of the break in rainfall today to assess damage to their homes. Ray Stillwell is among them. He recalls seeing the water in his home get up to his waist and thinking that he might actually die.
I'm so grateful. If you hear me complain, remind me that I'm lucky to be here. God allowed me to be here. Now I just got to figure out what to do with the extra time I've been given.
Access to drinking water remains an immediate concern for many. Tens of thousands of people are affected. Russia says Western media are lying about Moscow's airstrike campaign in Syria. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that Russian officials are accusing the United States and allied nations of waging a propaganda war against Russia.
The spokeswoman for Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs devoted an entire news conference to charges that foreign media are misrepresenting Russia's operation in Syria. She took issue with claims that Russian airstrikes have killed civilians and that Russian planes are hitting moderate enemies of Syrian President Assad rather than extremists from ISIS, the Islamic State. Western military officials, citing satellite data and other intelligence, have said many of the airstrikes have taken place in areas that are not controlled by ISIS. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Israeli forces have demolished the homes of 2 Palestinians. Both carried out attacks in Jerusalem that killed Jews last year. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem. Israel wants to speed up the process now of demolishing homes in such cases.
One Palestinian whose family home was demolished killed 5 Israelis in an attack on a synagogue last November. The other killed a man when he drove a bulldozer into a crowd in August 2014. Both attackers were shot and killed by police. Israel believes destroying the homes of Palestinian attackers will stop others from attempting violence. Now Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants to speed up Israel's legal process for approving such demolitions. He's also calling for more surveillance cameras to be installed in the occupied West Bank, where Israeli settlers and Palestinians share main roads. Netanyahu is facing increased pressure from the right to aggressively respond to recent violence. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The FAA wants a nearly $2 million fine imposed on drone operator Skypan International for allegedly making dozens of unauthorized flights in some of the nation's most congested airspace. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta tells NPR that despite FAA warnings, Skypan violated aviation safety rules from 2012 to 2014. The Dow is up 27 at 16,803. This is NPR. The United Auto Workers Union warns that if there's still no labor contract agreement with Fiat Chrysler before 11:59 p.m. Wednesday, it will go on strike. The contract expired last week, but workers had been on the job under an extension. At the Fed, raising interest rates, not an issue of if, but when. As Market News International Steve Beckner tells us, the International Monetary Fund is urging caution in its latest World Economic Outlook report.
It urges the Fed to wait until there are firmer signs of inflation rising steadily toward the Fed's 2% target before it starts raising the key federal funds rate from near zero. And the IMF says that whenever rates begin, they need to be gradual.
Steve Beckner of Market News International. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to 2 scientists for their work with tiny particles called neutrinos. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has details.
Neutrinos are small, and they rarely interact with other matter. In fact, billions of neutrinos pass through you every second without you even realizing it. Physicists had thought neutrinos didn't weigh anything, but research groups led by Takaki Kajita in Japan and Arthur MacDonald in Canada showed neutrinos do have some mass. Scientists are now trying to figure out why neutrinos are massive. If they can, it might lead to new theories about how the universe works. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
The Dow is up 32 at 16,807. NASDAQ is off 36 points. S&P 500 down 6. This is NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.